Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
We've talked a lot about squatters on this channel lately. And after a while, I say, well, I'll stop talking about that unless there's a new twist. Some new twist comes along to make a story interesting again. Well, here's one for you. Alleged squatter working with family as part of real estate deal, according to the lawyer for the man who is accused of squatting. So Jason and a few other people sent me this one from Fox News. And this is wild, if true. We don't know if it's true, but the lawyer says that his client has tried to reclaim the narrative because his client was part of a deal to help a family severely undercut the price on a New York dream home. So he's saying that the people who wanted to buy this house wanted to get it for a lower price. So they were in cahoots with the guy who was then accused of being the squatter. And they say, well, they asked him to do it so that the sellers would be more desperate to unload it. So the couple was buying the property from the estate. We've talked about this before. There was the estate and somebody passed away. And the buyers were in bed, is what he says, with his client. And they asked him to remain on the property so that the estate selling the property would have to offer a discount to anybody buying. Then they got an incredible discount. But then they turned on my client and said, we're not giving you any money. And they picked up where the estate was in the middle of evicting his client. So the attorney says that the family agreed to pay the man $140,000 if he would stay in the home and help drag the price down for them. And it turns out that the original listing price was $2.69 million, but the closing price was $2 million. So he's saying, look, it worked. He saved them $690,000. Now, the family bought the waterfront home with the intention that their sons live there and help take care of their brother, who's got medical issues. So there was the squatter, we'll call him that because that's what he was identified in as many of the stories. He had lived and worked in the home taking care of somebody who then passed away in early 2023. Now, he stayed, and this is where the argument starts. He stays because he says, well, I was asked to stay. But, of course, everybody said, no, he was squatting because he simply refused to leave when the guy who owned the house passed away. And so the attorney now says that an hour-long video conversation between the family that's buying the home and the squatter explicitly discussing the deal and congratulating him on delivering the property for such a low amount. He says he's got that on video. He says he's got that on video. If that's true, this could get even uglier. So Fox News has not heard the recording nor seen it, so could not verify the content of the conversation. When asked why the recording had not surfaced earlier, the attorney said it had been held back as part of strategic decisions, likely to be heard in upcoming court appearances. And there is one now scheduled for April. After the guy passed away, this squatter got a tour of the guy's business, and they discussed this concept of where he sits tight and stays in the home, and then the buyers would negotiate a better price based on the presence of a squatter on the property. The attorney said that this information initially came out in court last week during a hearing for a harassment case that was now going on between the squatter and the buying family, with the lawyer representing the squatter in the case blurting out the information in a moment of frustration. What are you guys doing this for? You guys were working with him. Or something to that effect. That was my artist's rendering. Hey, renderings don't have to be on paper. When asked to respond to the fresh allegations, one of the people working with the buyers said that hopefully all of this will be settled at our next court date. So when pursued for a follow-up as to which, if any, of the allegations they wish to refute, the man said, we are in litigation. So the family had previously told Fox they took over the home with the understanding they'd also have to take over the legal proceedings to evict the man in the house. So the man who had been in the house and had passed away had left his estate to his nephew and had gone to court several times with no final remedy for the issue with the man in the house. And so apparently they put the house up for sale and said, look, there's a guy there. You got to deal with that. But he comes with the house, so to speak. The final closing price of the home is listed at about $2 million on Zillow. The realtors involved in the sale of the home did not respond to Fox seeking comment about this. Now, the attorney does not dispute those facts, but he's revealed that the new twist in the story is that the buyer family used the squatter to undercut the price and then backed out of the offer to pay him the money. So the attorney says, look, they promised this guy $140,000, and they backed out of paying him now. So the family that bought it previously told the news that they had offered to pay the man the money, going to court with a checkbook in hand, but that the man refused to accept the money. So there's a dispute, because I have heard of squatters being paid to leave. It happens. It's unfortunate, but it happens. And so they're saying, yeah, we were going to pay him to leave, but we'd never talk to him about working on helping us get a better deal in the house. So there's some debate there as well. The attorney complains, says they said a lot of bad things about him, referring to the squatter, broadcast throughout the United States, broadcast in England. Even the former HUD secretary was discussing the case on TV. He also revealed that the buying family may own at least three homes other than the one in question, and all in the same neighborhood, having moved to another home in the neighborhood after handing over their previous home to their son. Not quite sure how that plays into all this, but it's a factoid nonetheless. So the attorney is still mulling if and when to allow his client to speak with the media directly. When Fox caught up with the squatter after dismissal of an assault charge brought against him, he did not make any comment or even respond to questions. So he's behaving as his attorney told him to. Don't answer questions for strangers. Don't talk to media. So meanwhile, the squatter had filed for bankruptcy in January. But as he does not own the house, it does not factor into the estate, and he can continue to live there while the stay of action remains in place. I guess he's not out of the house yet. We're in the process of having the automatic bankruptcy stay lifted so we can go back to court and proceed with the trial, says the lawyer for the buyer's family. I think we'll be successful. I don't have any reason why the bankruptcy judge would have any reason to keep the stay in effect. And I've also seen that before, and I mentioned that before. There was a house that some guy bought. He may have made one payment on it or no payments. And he stayed in the house for years and years and years. And every time the bank tried to foreclose on him, he'd file for bankruptcy and tie it up in court. And he kept doing it. And the banks had so many other things to deal with, they'd say, ah, screw it. We'll come back to him later. And the guy managed to stay that way for years. I think they finally got him out. But in this case, it's an interesting twist. But the story is, and again, I'm going to try to encapsulate this for you. There's an older guy living in a house, and there's a young man living there with him. Older guy dies. So the nephew of the older guy inherits the house, wants to sell the house, but there's a guy living in it. And the original story was that when approached and said, hey, you're going to have to get out of this house, he said, no. Old guy says, I get to stay here. Old guy says, I get to stay here. Now, that's not how the law works, but that's what he says. So when people start complaining, the law enforcement goes, well, this sounds like a civil matter. Got to take this to court. So nephew is working on selling the home, and he finds some interested buyers. And says, I'll sell you the home, but you got to deal with this guy. And apparently, the nephew had started some proceedings to try to get this guy out of the house, but hadn't managed to do it just yet. And so, buyer-seller negotiate, and the price comes down quite a bit, and then the buyers buy the house. And they take over the legal proceeding to eject this guy from the house. And when that turns ugly in court, his attorney goes, this is all basically a setup. They asked him to stay in to help drive the price down. And we can prove that they offered to pay him money if he was successful. And of course, they deny that. But the lawyer says, I've got it all on video, which, if true, would make this very interesting. So we'll see what happens. But it's a new twist on this. And it's a scary twist, but we'll see what happens if this does get updated down the road. They said there's another hearing set for April. And the real question is, if you had agreed to pay someone to squat like that in a home to bring the price down, and then you backed out of that deal, legally, could you ask a court to enforce that contract? Because courts are often loath to enforce illegal contracts. The question is, would that be a legal contract? And I'm not familiar with the laws of New York as I am with the laws of Michigan. So we'll leave it right there. Jason and everybody else in the Senate, thanks a lot. From Fox News, alleged squatter working with family as part of real estate deal. Lawyer reveals by Peter Aitken for Fox News. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. What you are will show in what you do.